Lots of talk and lots of names surrounding Fianna Fáil and their presidential nomination or their presidential decision that is expected to be made in some shape or form, or at least a policy of what the party will do to be outlined by Micheál Martin in the next number of days. Fine Gael are in the middle of their process to select a candidate to represent them in the race for the Oras. Nominations are open until the 2nd of September, so a couple of days to go now. Next Tuesday is the closing date. There are two names currently battling it out for it. One is Heather Humphreys, Foreign Minister for Social Protection. The other is current Ireland South MEP Sean Kelly. And Sean Kelly is with me on the line. Sean, good morning to you and thanks for joining me this morning.
No problem, Gerry. Good morning to you too.
How goes the battle to secure enough votes to turn it into a wider contest within the party?
Well, it's as simple as this. I have no problem with the grassroots. No problem with the councillors who are enthusiastic for me. No problem with the national executive. But I'm finding it very difficult to get the necessary 20 at parliamentary party level. I'm still trying, but it's an uphill battle, quite honestly. And I'll just see how it pans out.
OK, several TDs, is it 40, maybe even more TDs and senators have come out for your opponent, Heather Humphreys. Do you know how many you have at this stage? Are you hopeful you can turn it around between now and next Tuesday?
Well, there are some that haven't declared. There may be hopefully some that might change their mind to allow a contest, because I think the grassroots would like a contest. We hadn't a contest in Fine Gael now, where the members were able to vote for, since Leo Varadkar and Simon Coveney went for the leadership. That's nearly 10 years ago, I think. So you never know. But as I said, there does seem to be a blockage there for some reason or other. And I find that rather difficult to overcome, but I'm still trying it.
So you're still going for it. Are you hopeful that, is that your hope now, that it will be a situation whereby if they don't come out for you to support your nomination in the first instance to get to 20, that they will say, look, in the interest of a contest, we want it to go to a contest and then we'll decide who our candidate will be?
Well, partly, but you never know why people would come out either. I mean, there was almost an undue rush. As soon as nominations opened, I announced straight away that I was going forward. Within an hour or two, Heather Humphreys announced she was going forward, and then there was people coming out declaring they were nominating her. And some that I would have expected to nominate me told me they couldn't for one reason or another. And I found that a little disappointing. Difficult, I suppose, but that's part of politics. You just have to take it as it comes.
That's the rough and tumble with it. Are you getting the distinct feeling, as others observe, Sean, that party headquarters don't want you as a candidate? With the level of support, well, with the level of support in parliamentary party, with the speed at which senior ministers and other TDs and senators came out and went for Heather Humphreys, that it's just you're not favoured for this role by party headquarters, by the leadership of Fine Gael?
Well, I suppose, Gerry, it will all come out in the wash, but while the process is in train, I wouldn't comment on that at the moment. But definitely, I was surprised that people came out so quickly, and people who would have encouraged me to go when I got on to them to nominate me, they said they couldn't. So I found that rather bewildering and disappointing.
So people who had said you should run then turned around and said, oh, look, I can't give you my vote.
Yes, that's about the size of it.
Okay.
I'm not going to name them, obviously.
No, I understand that, yeah. Yeah. Were you surprised, speaking of people nominating and people backing other people, were you surprised by your fellow countryman minister, Michael Healy-Ray, coming out very early and saying Heather Humphreys would make a great candidate?
Well, I have to say that I and my family have always got on very well with Ilya Reyes. We would have cooperated with them and they with us, and I admired their work ethic. And going back to the great Jackie, great friend for many years. So, yes, I was extremely surprised and disappointed, as were my family, because Maureen McGuinness pulled out on 4 p.m. on the Thursday. And Michael was on the television on Friday night saying that Heather Humphreys should be the candidate for Fine Gael. First of all, he's not a member of Fine Gael, so I don't think he should be interfering in the internal process. I mean, is he going to tell the people of Fine Gael next election who he would like the Fine Gael candidate to be in the general election in Kerry? And secondly, I was in the field right up to the July. Myself and Marion McGuinness are the only two standing. So as soon as the Marion announced that she was pulling out, everybody said Sean Kelly is now the obvious person. I was down in Kinmare and Kilgarvan on August the 15th, the day after Marion pulled out, and everybody was saying to me, Sean, great, it will be great now to be Kerryman in the Oris. You're a great chance. We might get that chance in Kerry again. And then when it was announced on television that night that I was seriously considering running, the next thing on the news was Michael saying Heather Humphreys should be the candidate for Fine Gael.
So you were surprised and disappointed by that. Do you accept, and we had him on the programme to talk about this, and I questioned him at length about it. He says that when he endorsed Heather Humphreys, you weren't back in the race. I made the point it was all but certain you would be getting back in the race, but he said, look, that's why I did it. I wouldn't have done it if Sean had declared earlier. Do you accept that?
How could you declare earlier, now being truthful, Jerry? 4 o'clock on Thursday, Maureen McGuinness announced she was pulling out. And out of respect to her and her health problems, nobody was going to come out immediately and say, oh, forget about her now, I'm going. The following day, everybody said that I should go. I said that I was considering it seriously. But he came on the television saying that Heather Humphreys would be his preferred choice. Now, if he was that anxious to support Heather Humphreys, why didn't he say it 6 months ago, when the process was open? If he wanted to support me, he could have said it between May, when Heather Humphreys pulled out, and July, when I withdrew. I was the last person standing. So I just find it perplexing. I mean, I'm not going to hold any grudges, but definitely a lot of people rang me up and contacted me. And even to this day, they'll say, what was Michael Healy-Ray at? And I don't understand it, quite frankly.
Yeah. Other independent ministers for state also came out in support of Heather Humphreys as well. Did that surprise you? Their involvement and coming out so quickly and getting the momentum, because it gave momentum to Heather Humphreys, their support.
Yes, that was also surprising, and particularly because Michael is junior minister for agriculture. The other junior minister for agriculture is Noel Grealish, and then there's Sean Kenny. But yeah, the director of elections for Fine Gael is Michael's boss,
Martin Hayden.
And I think that put him in a very difficult position as well. And all those things would indicate that it would be far wiser for Michael either to say nothing or let the Fine Gael party decide who their candidate was, go through their process, and then whoever emerged, he could say whether he wanted to back them or didn't want to back them.
Yeah. Okay. Sean, are you still hopeful that between now and next Tuesday you will get that number? That in a sense, just to have it even from the point of view of a sense of fairness, to have an internal competition, put it out to the councillors, put it to the parliamentary party, would still have the main weighting of the vote, and then to the ordinary members, that at least that would happen within your party. And then whoever goes through, they go through no harm, no foul, and represent Fine Gael in the presidential election.
I'm not too sure, quite frankly, because only 5 minutes ago I was speaking to a member who said, you know, we discussed that, and he said, I'd love to see a contest, but Sean, sorry, my nomination papers have gone in. So I'm not sure.
You're uncertain as to what will happen over the next
number of days. But I do have a good core of 12 or 13 or 14. You need 20. And there are some who haven't declared, so I might talk to them again and see is there any possibility of reaching the 20, and then we'll have to take it and then take it on the chin and get on with it, because I'm not going to allow it to depress me or upset me. I will get on with my work as I always did. I'll work as hard as I can. I'll do it honourably. I'll play according to the rules, and I'll be above board, and I'll be very proud of that.
Okay, Sean, last November, finally, the general election saw Fine Gael lose its Dáil seat in Kerry. The candidate selection process was divisive. There was a lot of recriminations after it. If you don't get the number to contest nomination, will this further damage Fine Gael and Kerry, do you think? This feeling that party headquarters, leadership are, you know, and you can draw it back to, I know different leadership was in place at the time, you can draw it all back to the decision not to give Brendan Griffin a seat at the cabinet table, that Fine Gael and Kerry would be feeling fairly sore about decisions made in Dublin.
Well, a week is a long time in politics, so the next general election is 4 years away, so you'd never know what happens now or what happens the next year or two. Might have very little bearing on the party. But definitely there was, of course, disappointment in Kerry that we couldn't retain the seat for one reason or another, despite the best efforts and fairness of Billy O'Shea. But I mean, the councillors did make their views known. I understood what they were saying, and I could certainly empathise with their feelings. But I think at this stage, I am certainly not going to be adding to any difficulties the party has. I will try and be a peace builder and do what I can to ensure that there's good and fair representation, and that good people and the best people possible will be going forward to represent not just Fine Gael, but hopefully all parties and none into the future as well, because you need good people in politics and you need to encourage young people to get involved in it.
Yeah, certainly do. Okay, Sean, look, thanks very much for taking the time. Good luck with the rest of the campaign between now and next Tuesday, and thanks for giving us your views on the programme.
Thank you, Jerry, as always. Much appreciated. Up Kerry.
Up Kerry, indeed. That's Sean Kelly, Ireland South MEP, contesting and trying to get on the nomination process within Fine Gael to get to the 20 votes that he needs to enable it to go to a wider contest within the party, expressing his view on that, how the process has been handled, the level of support for his opponent, Heather Humphreys, and obviously, as he said, his surprise and disappointment at the decision of Minister Michael Healy-Ray to come out and declare for Heather Humphreys so early in the process, following on from the departure of Mairead McGuinness. A lot to be talked about in relation to that. If you have a view, get in touch with us on the show.